Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, today's cattle futures market was lower on everything but the October live cattle. The October lives were up 12 at 98.20, about $1.15 or so off the high and about 50 cents off the low. But from there on back, December's were down 2, February down 37, the April's down 52, June's down 40. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 10 to 90 cents lower here to finish the day. Kind of some follow-through selling from Friday's weakness later in the day. Boxed beef at midday was up 28 cents on choice. It was $2.21.16. Select down $2.65 at $195.95. And at the end of this week, we've got a cattle on feed report on the 20th. It's 2 p.m. And then on the 23rd, a cold storage, and then a hogs and pigs report on the 27th. So there's a lot of reports between now and the end of the month. Last week, the cash market was anywhere from 97 to 100. That seemed to maybe get higher toward the end of the week. There was some report of maybe some 102 up north, but the bulk of it was between 97 and 100. Packer margins, of course, are still really strong. They're at $380-ish a head for beef. Pork packer margins are somewhere around $35 to $40 a head. So that seems to be going pretty well. There's also a story out that 38% decrease year over year in the China pig herd. So that pig herd still shrinking year over year.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The grain futures markets were higher across the board. We had corn 4 to 6 higher, soybeans steady to a penny higher, and then wheat 5 to 7 higher. Cotton today finished up 31 in December at 62.59. So really good, strong start to this week. Following Friday's action here, we've had several good positive things or statements out of the U.S. and Chinese trade relations. Sounds like they're going to have some sort of a meeting at the end of this week on Friday. We've also had an additional soybean sale of 256,000 metric tons of beans sold to China announced this morning. That's back-to-back sales. So some positive things happening here. It's debatable whether or not they're going to have some sort of interim deal or short-term deal until they get a major deal going, but there's some talk of that. And then we have a crop progress report this afternoon, expecting about a 54% good to excellent on corn and beans. That'd be down 1% on both categories. No real threat of freeze at this point. I don't think that's really why we're seeing some strength here. Maybe that's part of it. We had an export report this morning for corn, beans, and wheat that was within the trading range. And there's a lot of news circulating about the Saudi Arabian attack this morning. About 5% of the global oil supply was disrupted, which is a pretty big deal in terms of 5.7 million barrels. Of course, there's a lot of blaming going back and forth, and I have to wait and see what happens there. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.